everybody. Today I am joined with Ralph and Ellen, who actually came to visit us from all the way across the pond, as we say here in America, all the way from England, from Microsoft Research Fuse Labs. Is that correct?
That's correct. So Microsoft Research Fuse Labs, UK.
UK. Okay. And what do you do? What do you do there?
Dev lead in the Fuse UK.
Okay. And what is Fuse Labs in general? Like, what does the entire sort of building do?
So Fuse Labs, we work on the research and prototyping of future social experiences in home and entertainment, home and commercial settings. So stuff that we talk about later today is more a home setting, but also in the enterprise.
Great. And so we're here specifically to talk about your new Windows Phone app, which also has a web tie-in, correct? And it's called Project Emporia?
That's right. Project Emporia is a Windows Phone app that just came out 2 weeks ago, and also just this weekend we brought a Windows a web version out on projectemporia.com.
Great. And how long has this been in development?
The first version started middle of last year, but the most recent version, version 3, has took us from about September through till January to launch.
Great. Have you built applications on other or built other phone applications before, or was this your first attempt?
This was the first one.
And what do you think? What do you think of the tools for Windows Phone?
Well, I think the guys have done a great job.
Okay.
I've done a lot of Silverlight development in the past, some stuff with Expression Blend, and I could take that experience and just apply it directly to the phone app.
Nice. So let's talk about Project Emporia. What is it?
So Project Emporia is a personal newspaper. So all the news stories that flow through Twitter and other sources is a vast majority. It's about 250,000 news stories each day.
Okay.
And what we wanted to provide with Emporia is a way to make it your newspaper. So by putting you into the role of selecting which stories get shown, and so you get very basic actions such as give me more of this story or less of this story, putting basic categorization in, and giving you a very lightweight reading experience. So
does it differentiate from other sort of news reader apps like 360 News or even the Huffington Post?
So the main difference is that we actually span across all these news sources. So we have Huffington Post, TechCrunch, Mashable, 360, BBC, CNN, Fox. We have all these sources. We have all the stories. So you don't have to make a particular choice on one particular editor or one particular publisher. And you make it yours by basically, this creates the vast majority problem that which one should I actually read? Because on the phone, you have very little screen estate, you have very little time. So we designed it from the ground up for a 2 to 5 minute experience where you choose simply by saying, give me more of this. It learns whether or not this is Huffington Post or it's about Windows Phone 7 or it's about Kinect hacks or it's, you know, whatever interests you, and you have to do very little labor yourself, very little selection, sort of saying these keywords. Or you don't have to do that, or you have to say this, it's BBC or it's Huffington Post. You don't have to do any of that. You simply say more of this or less of this, and that's the only action you take. And by some magic, it's gonna pick the right stories for you.
That's magic that you created, was that right?
Well, the team created, but yeah, that's what we did. Yeah.
Okay. So is it similar to like Dignation, where you sort of you like things and dislike things?
In a way, yeah. But I mean, Emporia is all about you and recommending more about what you like, so that you get maximum benefit out of the time you have available to you.
All right. Let's take a look at it.
So if you launch the app, the first thing you see is that Emporia needs to create your top, your front page, your top end stories in each of the main categories. So the categories that we decided to surface is technology, world events, entertainment, business, sports, lifestyle, politics.
Sure, your basic covers everything categories.
Exactly, and we make a big bet on relevance by saying one story each. So you get 8 stories, that's your top, that's your home screen.
Okay.
The color coding basically gives you an idea, it was automatically assigned colors, what each of the stories is. So purple, for example, is technology, red is world events, orange is entertainment. So you can, from here, you can go into a detailed view, where basically you get a bigger picture, you get the headline, and you get a little description. You also see where the story is hosted and how old it is.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can swipe through. You can also decide to read them in detail by simply clicking on the story.
Okay.
So you can either read them landscape or portrait. If you at any time you can actually decide this is a story that really interests me and is right down my alley, I want more of this. So you don't have to say what particular aspect of it. So all you need to press is the plus button.
Mm-hmm.
And if you press the plus button, as you see, comes up menu, gives you a little bit indication. From the future onwards, you will just get more stories like this.
So what if I was reading a story about the New York Jets cheerleaders and I said I like it? Is it going to give me more stories about the New York Jets? Is it going to give me more stories about cheerleaders?
It's gonna weigh these two things. So first of all, it's gonna look at all the, as you said, all the keywords, New York Jets, okay, cheerleaders. It's also gonna be looking where it's hosted. So if it's hosted at Fox, it'll probably assume and learn slowly. You might also be interested in Fox. So it's not jumping to the conclusion that any of these things will immediately trigger now a story with these keywords in. That would be wrong. It's what we call, it's doing Bayesian inference. It's doing it's starting to get a belief of what you're interested in, but that belief is still vague. So as you do your second vote, let's say it starts to actually bring you a cheerleader story, and that's not what you wanted. And you say, you never know. I want less of that. Then it already has more data where it says, you know, in the second story, cheerleaders was the only thing that overlapped. Once you liked it, once you didn't like it. So I guess Laura is not interested in the cheerleaders.
Got you.
More in the New York
Jets. And is it simply a like or don't like, or can you rate it like I want 5 stars more of these or just one of these?
We wanted to make it very simple. So we really just have like
and dislike.
And if you want to stay neutral about it, but you want to make space for one more story on entertainment or world events, you can simply hide the story.
Okay.
That's not casting a preference or a judgment vote. You basically make space in the panorama design for another one.
Cool.
And if you want to save the story, read it later. Simply, if you skimmed it and it's kind of interesting, but you're off to your next meeting, you can just save it and then later on retrieve it in the history. So as you see, there's history.
Great.
You can also share it by email, build an email with the context, all of your friends, or by Twitter. So these are two ways to share stories. And if any of these 8 categories don't suit your taste, then you can also, again, create your own categories.
Look at that.
Keywords. So you can go and say, I want the channel about Microsoft News.
So you created these. You created the Microsoft channel, the F1 channel, Hollywood. Yeah. So I could create the Laura Foy channel.
We could create the Laura Foy channel. And
now we just need to get people to populate it with news.
Exactly. And any time. It's basically, the other thing I should say is it's 24 hours of news. So 24 hours is already constituting a massive amount, like 250,000.
Sure, yeah.
So if people write a lot about Laura Foy in the 24-hour cycle, you will actually get these news. So let's actually have a
look
if there's any story about Laura Foy in the last 24 hours. What do you think?
I'm going to go with no. So no stories available, but that's just really what it is a call to action for all of you out there. So
that's right.
Get writing.
And that's a good point, because it's not just surfacing news stories from BBC, CNN, Fox, like the standard traditional news channels. Actually, anything that goes through Twitter. So if someone writes a blog post about Laura or on the Channel 9 video here, and you're going to tweet about it, then we're going to capture this. And this is going to stay in the system from then onwards. So then I'm sure by the time this will air, there might actually be some Laura Foy stories.
I mean, probably.
Probably.
Awesome. This is really cool. This is definitely useful and educational. Is there anything else you wanted to sort of point out about it?
No, I think one of the interesting things is, as Ellen was saying, we built this in 4 months from end to end, from idea. You know, we sat for a whole week, thought all the stories up that we wanted to tell about the app. And that made then happen in sprints of 2 weeks, 3 or 4 sprints of 2 weeks. The next one that's coming up is an update where we're actually going to link the web and the phone together. Right now, when you go on the web.
And is that just projectemporia.com?
That's projectemporia.com.
Okay.
So on the web, you need to authenticate with your Facebook account. On the phone, you are you, because it's your phone.
Correct.
It knows it's your phone. So the next thing we're going to bring up is link the two. So that on the phone app, there will be an update, and that update will allow you to link your Facebook account. So when you're on the go and you see an interesting video, let's say the Channel 9 video, you can't watch it, or you can't watch it out of time or of download reasons. You save the story, and when you go back on your PC or on any tablet, pop the browser, projectemporia.com, sign in with your Facebook, and you immediately get all the stories you have on the phone marked up, liked, disliked, and can review them.
Great.
And the other way around. So that's actually quite a cool feature we're looking forward to.
Awesome. Well, we're definitely looking forward to that too. And what else are you working on in the future? It sounds like you guys have a really cool job out there.
It's a great job. It's lots of fun. What we're working on next is trying to take some of these personalization ideas, technologies, and concepts that we've developed, and try to apply them to a few other products that Microsoft have.
Cool. Well, definitely keep us posted. Microsoft Research Fuse Labs, FUSE. And, definitely check out Project Emporia. Thanks.